Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
How about we can just watch basketball?
Hello and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I am Dave DeFore here with Keith Parrish for your weekend update. Before we start, don't forget, if you haven't already subscribed, go to theathletic.com/NBA show and do it now. Support the show, let them know you're listening and that you like us, I think. Guys, we got to jump right in because this was like an insane weekend, Keith. Post-trade deadline, a lot of new faces and new places. Domantas Sabonis just killing it in Sacramento. I mean, what the heck is happening? We got to start with the Boston Celtics. They've now won 8 straight games, 15-4 over their last 19, and their latest victim, the Atlanta Hawks. It was not a great game for Atlanta, Keith, and I actually felt like, I mean, Boston had a great third quarter, and the Hawks started coming back in the fourth, and they got it really, really close. But to me, I just trusted the Celtics defense because I've been watching for the last 20 games dominate.
Yeah, the Celtics, when they decide you don't want to score, you don't get to score anymore. I feel like there's several of these teams nowadays.
The Cavs did it the other night. The Pacers couldn't hit the rim.
Jared Allen and Evan Mobley are like, you know what? Let's quit messing around. There's no reason this Pacers team post-trade should be able to score on us. Let's just say they can't score anymore, and it worked. But you see the Celtics doing it now. Their trade deadline pickup of Derek White, I think, is ideal. And you saw them on Saturday. Ime Udoka just said, hey, play the final 17 minutes of this game. Let's get a victory. Or on Friday night. On Friday night, you saw him play the final 17 minutes when Ime Udoka trust him to beat the Nuggets. And then on Saturday, they're playing the Hawks. The Hawks are making a game out of it, and just they turn on the defense, and Jason Tatum takes over. And this Celtics team is awesome. And again, I think most NBA podcasters and analysts and writers are just kind of like drooling over the Eastern Conference right now, especially post-trade deadline. We're like, all these teams are so good. I don't know how it shakes out, but the Celtics definitely came through on Sunday with a very nice win over a Hawks team, which is on the outside looking in. Like, hey, we made the Eastern Conference Finals last year. We're pretty good, but you're not as good as the rest of these guys.
Yeah, and an important win because now Boston is a half game up on Toronto for the 6th spot in the East. So they're out of the play-in. Atlanta still hanging in that 10 spot. 38 points in this game for Jason Tatum. And look, man, this is where you see him in the 4th, in the 3rd, really start to take over, play within himself. Now, I still want to – I would love it if he would improve as a playmaker off the dribble. But, man, what a great game. I mean, to have this guy and also Jaylen Brown is a luxury.
It really is. And even if he never – gets that much better as a playmaker, like, you can't have everything. He's already incredible. He's an all-star. And I just think that's another reason why getting Derek White, just a guy who can pass, who can play some point, who can set other guys up, in addition to being a great defender and just kind of filling in the gaps, being great connective tissue, is just such a massive pickup for this franchise.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Well, you say you can't have everything. Well, there's a player who would argue you can. And talking about LeBron James, of course. LeBron James and the Lakers lost to the Golden State Warriors 117-115 Saturday night. And look, the one thing that LeBron doesn't have is the ability to make clutch free throws. This game came down to Klay Thompson and Steph Curry putting the Lakers away. And then LeBron got a chance to respond and didn't. Klay Thompson hits a go-ahead dagger three. Put him up one. Steph Curry comes down, breaks down Austin Reeves off the dribble, gets the layup to put the Warriors up three. LeBron comes back down to the other end. And Keith, listen, would you have made this call? Would you have called this a foul?
I would have called it a foul because it was an apparent Steph Curry committing a foul on purpose, and they do decide to give him three shots. I've seen the replay. I still don't know what the rule is anymore because it's now the upward shooting motion. It's no longer the gather. It's now the upward shooting motion. Like, they decided that it was going to be a three-shot foul. It shows the flaw of fouling on purpose down three. We see this over and over now where guys end up getting three shots out of this, but LeBron has the chance to tie it from the line. Did many people feel like he was going to make all three? Because everyone I spoke to was like, there was no chance he was making all three of those free throws. And I felt bad for him. I felt bad for LeBron being in that position. But the Warriors get a great win. Honestly, I feel like I should also apologize to the NBA for criticizing putting the Lakers on Saturday Night Primetime ABC again. This was a unbelievably great game, dramatic ending, all-time Klay Thompson fourth quarter. You had LeBron and AD in it, but unfortunately LeBron and AD kind of came up wanting in that fourth quarter. Bad fourth quarters from those guys, and they cannot help out Austin Reeves, and the Warriors come out with another strong victory, and the Lakers still struggling on the season.
It's nice to see Klay Thompson not being Avery Bradley out there. He had 33 points in this game, Keith. Is it safe to say Klay Thompson's back?
Yeah, I think this was the Klay Thompson is back. By far the best game he's had this season, or, you know, the last three seasons, technically, because he's now actually physically playing. But that fourth quarter, him dropping 16 points and three threes in the fourth quarter, it was great to see a very exciting clutch moment from Klay.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. In Toronto, the Nuggets beat the Raptors 110-109. Again, every single game in the East right now has playoff implications. And so by losing this close game on a Nikola Jokic just clutch block at the buzzer, the Raptors are in the play-in. And let's talk about this game a little bit, because the Nuggets, man, they have had an insane schedule. And we all know the ups and downs that they've had with injuries this season, guys in and out of the lineup. Well, a rookie, Bones Highland from VCU, shout out to VCU, hits a tiebreaker three late in this one. And then Jokic just kind of takes over and does the thing he does down the stretch. He had 28-15 in this game. Jeff Green had 19. Aaron Gordon had 13. And somehow, Keith, Jokic keeps dragging the Nuggets to wins.
I can't get over what the Nuggets are doing right now with the players that they have available to them. Like, this game, Bones Highland started. They lost a very close game, like I said, on Friday to the Celtics, where basically they're like, all right, we need a Facundo Campazzo to play like the whole end of the game. And they're doing this. Again, Jermichael Green playing heavy minutes. Will Barton is their second best player. And to beat a Raptors team, which have been playing so unbelievably well, it's just really impressive what the Nuggets are doing. This game, you have Jokic, who misses two free throws, a la LeBron, where he could have iced it, but then saves it with his third game-saving block of just this season. If you are, you know, weaving your MVP narrative stories, those blocks, very similar to the Russell Westbrook game-winning three-pointers back in the day in Russell Westbrook's MVP season. That's that narrative fiber, structure, story you can throw in there. And like, you got to feel, I think, amazing if you're a Nuggets fan to see this team continue to win undefeated with their secret talisman, DeMarcus Cousins. They're actually 6-0 with DeMarcus Cousins this year.
Pretty amazing. The Raptors, you know, have been really good. Pascal Siakam, excellent again in this game. 35 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, a couple of steals. If this is Siakam going forward, the Raptors are going to be really, really tough to play in the first round of the playoffs. I mean, this guy can really go. Do you think that they are going to make it into the top six? I mean, it's a dogfight right now.
I have gotten a lot of flack on some other podcasts for suggesting that, yes, they can, because the Cavaliers, despite being at the near the top of the standings right now, I just don't believe in them as much as I believe in the Raptors, as much as I believe in the new-look Celtics. I mean, maybe, like, do the Nets just not have a chance anymore? Because the Nets have lost 11 straight, so they're going to be maybe play-in bound. Yeah, I think there's a good chance the Raptors are able to crack that top six.
Yeah. Spoiler alert for the Brooklyn Nets losing their 11th straight game. Speaking of MVP narratives, some more narrative building by Joel Embiid. Dropped a 40-point triple-double on those Cleveland Cavaliers in the victory for the 76ers. 103-93, they win this game on Saturday. And, Keith, I think that it's impossible really to talk about this game without mentioning that Joel Embiid absolutely buried Jared Allen in the dirt.
One of the dunks of the season, some of the best, maybe the best poster of the year as far as just the still frame image of after a missed free throw, an offensive rebound, Embiid gets the ball back. Just, what do you call that? An absolute posterization, Statue of Liberty, just all over Jared Allen. You give credit to Jared Allen. You know, he's one of the few guys who's like blocked LeBron James dunks in his career. He never backs down from a challenge, but this one found Embiid with the upper hand.
Yeah, he was absolutely dominated in this game. Jared Allen was. And it's not often that you can say that. They both played 33 minutes. That's Embiid and Allen. And Allen was minus 27. Joel was plus 24. And I mean, that's not even as close as it looked on the court. Like, it didn't look nearly as close. This was one of the, to me, signature games from Embiid this season, especially since the Cavs are what they are. I mean, we just talked about how they are able to just completely shut down offenses, and they could not do anything with Joel Embiid at all.
I mean, further context, I guess Cavs fans will point to this being a second night of a back-to-back for the Cavaliers, and they just did not have it when it comes to facing off against the Sixers, who are eagerly awaiting some new additions, players who were not available for their first game post-trade deadline.
Yeah, and the Nuggets did not make that excuse in their victory over the Toronto Raptors.
No, they did not.
All right, and we got to end with this one, Keith, because Luka Doncic has just been nuts since the trade deadline. You know, he had a 51-point game. How about a 45-point game against the Clippers in a loss? This is where the Mavericks, they start to feel a little shorthanded. They haven't gotten Dinwiddie. They haven't gotten Bertans on the court. Didn't really have much beyond Doncic.
Yeah, I mean, Doncic did everything he could. This was a second consecutive game against the Clippers. The Mavs took the first one. It seems like, I don't have any stats on this, it feels like on those two consecutive games, normally one team wins, the other one normally comes back strong. And it looked like we were headed towards a slightly comfortable Clippers victory. And then Doncic just went superhero, super Saiyan over the final minutes.
Yeah, they did get 22 from Brunson, but just no help from the bench. And the Clippers' bench is stout, man. You had Covington, you have Hartenstein, you have Kennard, you have Coffey coming off the bench. And this is, the Mavericks don't have it. They just don't have the guys right now. And you have to think that post-trade deadline, they're thinking about these two guys. I wonder if we might see a reshuffling in their rotation a little bit to strengthen that bench.
Yeah, I think they're hoping that Dinwiddie can become that creator off the bench there, so they're not leaning so heavily on Doncic. Although, I'll be honest, Dave, if Doncic keeps playing like he's playing, I don't know if that led to them saying, listen, this is now the opportunity to unload the Kristaps Porzingis contract. We are just Luka Doncic and his band of merry warriors. Like, maybe that was the some of the inspiration. But, like, honestly, a near flawless end of game from Doncic, except for, of course, the attempted game-winning shot. A very difficult from like 35 feet. Didn't draw any iron. But you think Clippers fans were confident when he let that fly? This is a man who hates the Clippers.
And
who
he
just
made
destroys
that shot.
The Clippers. Yeah, we've seen him make the shot
in
before.
The playoffs. So yeah, I mean, yeah. When it went up, I thought it was going in, man. I mean, he's just kind of got that magic to him. That's going to do it for the show, folks. Don't forget, we got Basketball Buds coming up on the Athletic NBA show feed, so stay tuned for that. Hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Keith, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10. Place your first bet on any game and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.